It's Saturday of the first week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troedek. On the day of judgment, God himself will judge his cause, as it is written, "Arise, O God, judge thy own cause." Here below, none can be judge and party, but God, however, can, because he is infinitely just, and because he knows perfectly the malice of sin and the punishment that it deserves. That is why he could say, as St. Paul tells us in his epistle to the Romans, "Vengeance is mine. Vengeance is reserved to me alone, to me who know not only how to moderate it, but how to sanctify it." On the day of judgment, our Lord will therefore remember the outrages done to him, and he will come to exact the punishment they deserve. He will therefore judge his cause, but he will judge likewise that of the elect. On earth, the saints, far from being recognized and honored as such by men, are often misunderstood, even attacked, disdained, and mistreated. So God, who is infinitely just, will unveil before the eyes of all men their virtues and their eminent holiness. Here below, hypocrites who hide their disorders are sometimes seen as just, and on the contrary, many just men are treated as hypocrites, as schemers and people acting out of self-interest. Consequently, in order to untangle the weeds from the good grain, there has to be an irrefutable judgment that brings before the eyes of all the goodness of the just and the malice of hypocrites or pious frauds. This judgment will therefore be to the glory of the just, but also to the confusion of sinners. Lord Jesus, so that I may not be lost in vain remorse on the day of judgment, I wish from today onwards to make the effort to banish from my heart all of the unkind sentiments that I too often foster toward my neighbor. By tradition, Saturday is a day of the week in which we honor, in a special way, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today is also the feast of St. Ambrose of Milan, the great doctor who baptized St. Augustine. In his commentary on Luke, Ambrose wrote of Mary as a type or a model of the Church. "Well," does the Gospel say, "married but a virgin, because she is the type of the Church, which is also married and remains immaculate." The Virgin Church conceived us by the Holy Spirit and, as a virgin, gave birth to us without pain. And perhaps this is why Holy Mary, married to one man, Joseph, is made fruitful by another, the Holy Spirit, to show that the individual churches are filled with the Spirit and with grace, even as they are united to the person of a temporal priest.
See you.